gotta be the good boy. This is very exciting. We haven't seen Jerry in a while. We haven't seen Paul Simon in a while. And I was just backstage during the commercial there while you're eating aerosol cheese. And they're going to do a duet together, Paul and...
Really? History?
Yeah.
Wow. One of the Sounds of Silence or something like that?
I don't...
What's it going to be?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Jerry Seinfeld. Dee, 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 dee,
all right, Paul, you're not helping. Our first guest has finally bounced back from the cancellation of his TV show, Seinfeld. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the very funny Jerry Seinfeld.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I totally appreciate what you're saying. I do. But the question is this. What have I been doing? Everybody says to me, hey, you don't do the show anymore. What do? I'll tell you what I do. Nothing. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. That sounds pretty good. You're thinking, I might like to do nothing myself. Well, let me tell you, doing nothing is not as easy as it looks. You have to be careful. Because the idea of doing anything, which could easily lead to doing something, that would cut into your nothing, and that would force me to have to drop everything. When you're doing nothing, people try and find little things for you to do. They think you have a lot of time. To me, the most annoying little job that people give to each other to do is, would you please say hello for me? Oh, are you going to go see Carl? Is Pam going to be there? Oh, say hello for me. Give them my best. Send them my regards. Send them my love. How about no? How about I'll say hello for me? And if you should ever summon the strength to get off your ass and contact somebody, that'll be your opportunity to say hello for you. Give them my best. Is this really your best? Sending your friends off on foot with these meaningless hello messages like it's ancient Greece. Hello from Dave. The worst one, you ever have somebody follow up on a hello for me? Hey, when you saw Steve, did you say hello for me like I asked you to? This is huge balls. This is colossal balls. In fact, give my regards to your balls. Because you've really got a pair. Now, of course, the fact is I have not really been doing nothing. I have a little baby. I love the baby. I can't get enough of the baby. I'm crazy about the baby. You kiss the baby. You love the baby. It's the most wonderful thing. But let us make no mistake about why these babies are here. They are here to replace us. That is what they are doing. They are cute. They are cuddly, they are sweet, and they want you out of the way. Next time you're around a baby, look in those sweet little baby eyes. You'll see one thought. Only a matter of time, my friend. Your tired old ass can't last forever. Every birthday you have is a baby off in the corner going, yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, mofo. have another piece of cake. That's a good idea. That's all babies want. Oh, am I drooling? Yeah, I'm drooling. I'm drooling over all your stuff. I'll tell you what I like about that mad cow disease. I like the fact that we're attempting to blame it on the cows. They're crazy. They're nuts. These cows are out of their minds. Of course, the cows are thinking, oh yeah, you're drinking me, you're eating me, you're wearing me, you're sneaking up on me and tipping me over. Yeah, and I'm a little off mentally. That's why we're mad. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we'll eat a little less. Everyone in this room's trying to lose a little weight. Little, something. Everyone's trying to lose something, and not one of you's doing it. I'm not doing it. No one is doing it. Not one person is losing weight. Not one. Do you think that a possible explanation could be that we are still trying to find ways to stuff more cheese into a piece of pizza? We hollowed out the crust. Hollowed out the crust about 3 years ago. Now we're double layering the foundation. I understand they have a new thing coming out. They will actually bake your head right into the pizza. Pizza Hut is called Hey Pizza Face. And you wear the pizza and attempt to eat your way out of it. It's too much food. Too much food. What about this commercial for a Subway sandwich with this guy, Jared? Is anyone buying this for a second? Was he supposedly lost, like, you know, 100 pounds on an all hoagie diet? Does it not boggle your mind to contemplate the insane quantities of food this disgusting human being must have been eating before? If he is now... if he is now slimming down on a strict regimen of meatball heroes. Did he have like a Duncan Hines IV in his arm, just mainlining frosting? No, we're all supportive of Jared. I'm rooting for Jared. In fact, if anybody knows Jared, please say hello for me.
You look great.
Thanks, Dave.
Very funny.
Thank you.
I tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll be back here to chat with Jerry Seinfeld, everybody.